Locals Only with John Bowe.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova, this is Locals Only, that is U2 The Fly, and my first guests are a band that we had on probably about a year and a half ago.
That's my guess.
Is it? Yeah, it was around that time, and it's Stephen Young and The Union. First of all, where did you get that name? Where did the name come from?
Well, the first part was given to me, and then the second part, it actually, it started
really?
Off.
I thought it was made up.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It started off when I first set up the initial lineup of the band. We were an originalist band, but we were kind of it was like an ode to Bruce Springsteen. It was called Stephen Young and the Steelworkers Union of New Jersey.
Ah, okay.
But we thought that might have been a tad too long.
Okay.
So we put it down to The Union.
And are you kind of working on a new album at the moment, or have you won out?
The album's pretty much finished now, yeah. The first single's out in a week. And the album's going to be out then on April 24th.
Excellent. And you brought along a banjo. I love that instrument.
Yeah.
The accordion and the banjo. They're making a bit of a comeback.
Yeah,
of course, with the banjo, it's Mumford & Sons. They're the ones that are kind of using it at the moment. There are a lot of bands, though, that are actually using the banjo.
The banjo's cool again.
No, it was invented long before Mumford & Sons were invented.
Well, of course, I know that. But the Eagles were well known for using it too.
Now you're on form now.
Tell us now why you're bringing the banjo into your music. Tell us, does it suit the style that you have, or is it just something different?
It's kind of just for when we're doing something, you know, like when we're stripping things back. It gives the song a little bit of something.
Yeah, it's a different texture.
Gives it something extra.
Okay. And what are you going to do for us first tonight? You're going to do a live song here now?
Yeah, this is called Blind Leading the Blind. It's going to be in the next album.
Okay, great stuff.
I'll give you a shot.
I have monsoon season down here.
We'll do that later.
Okay, good. You're going to do more. That's what we like to hear.
Good.
All right, Stephen Young and The Union, Blind Leading the Blind. Locals Only on Nova.
Breaking the bow and the backs of our necks, watching the champ in our minds, the blind leading the blind. There's a beautiful girl in the dark of the bay, the ginger hair waves in the light of the day. All the boys said she looked fine. I agreed, I was that way inclined. Fell in love for the last time. She wore a dress at the funeral. human neck. There's a boat on the river for two. We can get old like wine, and we'll drink it for that we incline. Fell in love for the last time.
Radio Nova, Locals Only, Blind Leading the Blind from Stephen Young and The Union. Now, I found myself tapping my foot along to that, so that's a good sign.
Good.
That doesn't happen very often.
We're doing our jobs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Oh. I couldn't resist that.
That means I'm doing my job.
I'm just getting you back for earlier on with your banjo comments.
That's fair.
Right, now I've forgotten what I was going to say, actually. I see you're very busy now coming up over the next few weeks. You've already been at Monroe's, is that right?
Yeah, for okay. Rocktoberfest.
And then you have Sweeney's in Dame Street, that's the single launch.
Yep.
You then have Bobby Reedy's in Nina and Tipperary. You're also in Rathmines. Whereabouts are you going to be in Rathmines?
Abner Brown's.
It's a barbershop. It's what?
It's a barbershop.
Ah.
It's the cool new
place, is it?
Yeah, you get your hair cut and you play a song at the same
That's
time.
That's fantastic. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah. And whereabouts in Rathmines now? If you think of the Swan Centre, I'm trying to think that's kind of in the middle of the of
John,
upper.
I have no idea. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, you haven't been there? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you November the 2nd.
All right. You better find out. You better put it in your Google calendar or whatever. Monroe's in Galway is when?
That's November 23rd.
Okay. I kind of could hear a kind of a Neil Young feel to that song, actually. Would he be one of the inspirations there from the band?
He would be huge. Yeah, huge.
Have you gone to see him before?
I did. I seen him in Malahide Castle.
Oh, wow.
And he closed with Day in the Life, which was just like...
Amazing.
And we were actually about to walk out because he did two encores. And we're thinking, he did the first one, so we started walking out, and then he comes back out and kicks in the Day in the Life, and we're like...
Yeah, incredible. Sure. Did he do a lot of the old stuff, like a lot of the hits and all? Because some bands, you know, when they go on, especially Legend...
The solo acoustic tour he did for Greendale, he kind of just did the album, start to finish, and then took a break, and then came out and did all the greatest hits.
Yeah.
The second part of the show.
He does, but, you know, like, when he's with Crazy Horse, he'll do, like, you know, he'll do Cinnamon Girl, but it'll be, like, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
But that's great.
And what about changing the arrangement of the songs? Is that something you do? Because, you know, let's say you have a hit. I've often gone to a gig, you know, and you go and you've had the CD for years in your collection, or you've downloaded the song and it's like 3 minutes, 47 seconds long, and then you go to the gig and it's like, as you said, like 20 minutes long. But if it's similar to the original, then it's grand. But it's when they change the arrangement, that kind of does my head. It's kind of, that's not what I bought. That's not what I came here for.
I can understand that, but from a band point of view, it's probably them trying to keep it fresh, because if Neil's playing Cinnamon Girl 35 years or whatever it is,
but isn't that what the fans want, you know?
Well, that's why they're buying the tickets.
The casual listeners want the album version, but the diehard fans would kind of
are happy enough for
out, like the same way with Grateful Dead, you know. You don't go to listen to the album version, you listen to the 20 minute jam in between verses, you know.
Yeah, incredible. You didn't see U2 on Graham Norton the other night, did you?
I'd say Johnny probably did.
Oh, Johnny, here, put the mic on, Johnny.
Okay, here you go.
Johnny, move in there a bit.
Thank you too, man.
You were watching U2. You see, Bono now has the glaucoma. Of course, he has the pretty poor eyesight for the last 20 years. Yeah. What did you think of their launch of their album, for giving it away for free? What were your thoughts on that?
True Apple. I think it was great marketing. But I mean, I don't know if there would have been as much uproar had it been someone else. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's you too.
Yeah, see, do you know what I think? I said this to someone last week. I think history will be a lot kinder to you too than the present is. Because it's fashionable to dislike Bono now.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but the vast majority of people seem to have bad things to say about Bono and bad things to say
I think people just find it easy to be negative, I think. Why can't people be a bit more positive and find the good in people? You know what I mean? The thing is, we should be proud of them. I know Bono does rant on. I'm sure he'd admit it himself. He goes on rants and gets involved in political issues as well. But at the end of the day, they are four local lads. Mm. And I remember playing a song from them. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I played a song from U2 open up the show, which I did today. And I would always play them because they're a local band. But then I had someone ranting on me Twitter page going on, well, they don't even pay their taxes here in Ireland. You know, how could you say they're local? You know, this kind of stuff. And this is the sort of stuff you have to put up with.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I mean, my argument is that it was someone that asked me, they said, who do you think is the most influential Irish artist or band of all time? I said, I'll have to think about it, but I would say you too. Mm. Because regardless of whether you like them or not, you can't deny the fact that they had a period of 10 years where they just made classic album after classic album.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And there aren't any other Irish artists that did that so consistently.
Mm. Well, I mean, they're still going after 25 years and still...
Well, they're doing something right.
Yeah, it's...
And I suppose, look, they're well off, and I mean, they probably thought this is a good marketing thing, and, you know, sometimes it backfires, sometimes people always find something to give out about. But anyway, enough about U2. We're here to talk about Stephen Young and the Union. We could be talking about you in 25 years' time, Stephen.
You know, well, hopefully, yeah.
Stephen giving away his album for free.
Finally, in 25 years' time. Yeah.
Stephen, you'll be coming in handing out your album, yeah? Yeah. All right, well, you're going to do another one for us. Or will we play? Well, actually, will we have one of the songs? Listen to one of your songs.
Sure, yeah.
Is this off the.
This is the single. This is off the next album. This is Duty Free 200, I think.
Okay, let's play it now. These guys are Stephen Young and the Union. The show is Locals Only, and we're here on Nova.
Just burn out.
Radio Nova, locals only. Stephen Young and the Union, and that is Duty Free 200 or just Duty Free?
Duty Free 200.
Duty Free 200. Okay, good. Okay, that's good. Well, that sounds good. And also the one that you did here in the studio sounded really nice as well. Blind Leading the Blind. You're on YouTube, isn't there? Somebody we can check out on the video?
Yeah, well, that video for the video for that song is up on YouTube. I think it looks quite well.
Yeah.
Good. Well, yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
No, I'm sure it looks well.
You can send me a text on that as well.
What if I don't send you a text? You'd probably
well,
know then.
Defense, so yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear that. If you have anything to say, you move into that mic.
All right, okay. That's what I say in the back.
All right, good. So you have that Sweeney's Dame Street gig coming up. That's a single launch.
That's a freebie as well. For
Oh, really? That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And there's going to be loads of friends and family and all sorts of people there.
Yeah.
Loads of bands as well.
We've got some great bands coming in. We've got The Makings, we've got Mick Heslin, and we have Chris O'Connell coming in as well, so...
I think some of them have been on the show, actually, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to do one more for us, are you? Yeah, we're going to get Stephen Young and The Union to do a song. I always think it's like, wasn't there a band called Something Something and The Union Gap? I remember there was a band. That's why, every time I read it, I feel like I'm going to say The Gap at the end. But Stephen Young and The Union, we'll check that out. Maybe if there's someone out there who knows of a band that had something at The Union Gap.
Yeah.
4404100, let us know. Right, you're going to do a song called Monsoon Season, is that right?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, take it away, guys.
Okey-dokey. Taking the breath sometimes. If you've been gone, well, I've fed hard, and Lord, it don't come easy. Starting to drink myself goodnight. I wanna dance with you again. I wanna see you in the hall of sand. I wanna go back and bring a thunderstorm. Lightning and the rain is wailing down. Take it to the night, the tug is down. Tug us. See, weddings a day in a million, but 1 million days with you. Waves and eyes look strange at night, but the radio loves me wild. Swimming around in a swimming pool. I wanna dance with you again. I wanna see you on the hall of sand. I wanna go back and bring a thunderstorm. Take it to the night, the dark is down to us. Starting out taking a breath sometimes. If you've been gone, well, I've had it hard, and Lord, it don't come easy. Starting out drinking myself goodnight. I wanna dance with you again. I wanna see you in the hall of sand. I wanna go back and bring a thunderstorm. Lightning and rain is weighing down. Take it to the night, the tug is down, tug is down.
Radio Nova, locals only. Stephen Young and the Union, and that is Monsoon Season. And I did ask the question, was there a band in musical history with, of course, there's always someone who texts in, and, you know, somebody always texts in. We always get the right answers. We have very good listeners here at Nova. Clever ones. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, that was the band. They had a song called Young Girl. Let's play it. There you go, that was them. Well, we're not going to play it, it's not Irish. But well done to Tom and Stillorgan, who correctly identified. And he's given me the year as well, 1968. Ah, oh, you're right on time. We'll have to send you a T-shirt there. Send us back your address and all that, we'll get that out to you. Okay, guys, you've got the gig coming up in Sweeney's, Dame Street, the single launch Friday the 24th of October. Where can we go and download your music? Where can we go?
SYTUmusic.com. is our website, and then the download will be on iTunes and I think a couple of other downloadable sites, I think, as well.
Yeah, the Bandcamp and Spotify.
And
the usual place.
But you sound great live, so I think that's where everyone wants to go now, to Sweeney's and see you perform there, all right?
Yeah, hopefully they do.
Guys, listen, the best of luck. Thanks for coming in. It's great having you. And sure, we'll see you again maybe in 2015.
Locals Only with John Bowe.
Bringing you the best new Irish talent every week.
6 to 7 p.m. every Sunday evening.
Radio Nova.